We're talking today with Piper Merritt. Piper is a past state officer for the Oklahoma FFA, and she's the representative for the state of Oklahoma as a national officer candidate for Indianapolis here in 2017. Piper, you know, you actually interviewed for and was selected back, I guess, in June to be the national officer candidate for Oklahoma. Why were you interested in doing that?
I think for a number of reasons, you know, I've always been so interested in service and, you know, how can we make not only Oklahoma FFA better, but how can we make FFA better for every student in every single classroom? And so that was my main reason was, you know, I wanted to have the opportunity to, you know, roll my sleeves up and get some work done, you know, making FFA better in every classroom. And that starts here in Oklahoma, but hopefully it can be transitioned into national FFA.
Tell me a little bit about your FFA career.
So I'm from Owosso, Oklahoma, in the Northeast area. And, you know, I didn't really have an agriculture background. Owosso is a pretty suburban FFA chapter being on the outskirts of Tulsa. And so, you know, my first connection to agriculture was through FFA. I gave a speech in my eighth grade year and then began an SAE of showing swine that carried all the way through and is actually what's going to earn me my American degree, which I get to receive at National Convention this year.
Now, you know, as you think about the activities that you've been involved with FFA, what really got you prepared to be able to go and run for a state office and be successful in that regard and then get ready for this particular challenge?
I think that any person's FFA experience really speaks to the heart of the local program. And I owe every ounce of any experience that I've had in FFA to my agricultural education teachers, Mr. Nemechek and Mr. Holloway. They invest in every single student from the first time they walk into that ag building. And I still have an incredible relationship with them even here as a sophomore in college. And I think that that speaks for every ag teacher in every classroom.
Let's talk a little bit about the process. June, you were selected. You knew at that point you needed to get ready to be in Indianapolis here in October. What have you done to get ready?
The prep for this experience has been unlike anything I've ever gone through before. It's an entirely holistic approach preparing for the process because we, you know, want to focus on FFA, agricultural education, and also the larger issues in the ag industry that, you know, we're taught about in an agricultural education classroom. And so a lot of that prep has been self-reflection, getting to know, you know, who I am at the core of my being, and also, you know, how I can leave an impact on FFA and how FFA has impacted me. And so that's been conversations with people and legislators in D.C. And all the way back here in Oklahoma, speaking with farmers and producers and people who are at the heart of rural America and who contribute to our industry. And the prep has been amazing. And I'm so lucky to have such a strong support system here in Oklahoma.
The fact that you're going to be, you know, interacting with other national officer candidates, with the folks that will be actually rating those candidates, cutting the group in half,
yes,
and then finally making that selection for those six officers. Those officers have to be really ambassadors for FFA. And as you kind of alluded to agriculture in general, that you're going to be interacting with folks that have no clue what happens down on a farm or ranch.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's such an incredible opportunity to kind of bridge the gap. Like I said, I'm from a suburban FFA chapter where production agriculture isn't in my drive to work or my drive home. And so having the opportunity to really tell agriculture's story in a unique way, you know, in the way that I've experienced it is completely different from how the person sitting next to me might have experienced it. And so we can really get out there and share agriculture's message in order to, you know, gain support for the industry, but also, you know, tell people a little bit more about the food that's on their plate or the clothes that they're wearing.
I guess what you've also, I know, looked at the big picture, as you say, of agriculture. FFA is truly the big picture because it is preparing young people for all kinds of agricultural careers.
Absolutely. You know, that's one thing that I think we combine so well in our mission of the FFA. You know, we develop premier leadership, personal growth, and we truly do have students who find career success because of the skills and attributes that they learn in their FFA programs.
Have you kind of, as you've gone through this process of learning, of studying, of trying to, you know, be ready to have that interaction, in Indianapolis. Have you kind of maybe changed or kind of fine-tuned why you want to be a national officer a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned before, a lot of what we've done throughout this process is self-reflection and, you know, really finding those reasons why. And, you know, not just answering the big picture question of, you know, what do we want to do and how do we want to do it, but really getting down to the core reason of, you know, why are we indebted to service and why do we feel, you know, the calling to leave a mark and leave an impact. And spending time in that mode of reflection has really made my heart, my love for the organization, you know, grow to more than I ever thought it could be.
You have had a chance to see some previous officer teams. You've been on, obviously, a state officer team. You've seen those national officers, though, also, you know, together and then at individual things like our state convention. What has impressed you about what they do?
I'm always impressed with how authentic national officers are. I feel like every interaction that they have, whether that's with a state officer, with a young eighth grade student, or with a sponsor, you know, we see the true heart of the organization because they're authentic in their approach to everything. And whether that's giving a workshop or giving a keynote, you know, they're passionate about their message and they're passionate about FFA because they've seen the work that's been put into it. And so they authentically portray every ounce of love that they have for FFA. And so when I consider national office, I think about, you know, how much of an honor and a privilege it would be to give my piece to that as well.
One thing that the national officers have to do, as you mentioned sponsors, they've got to represent young people that are involved in ag education to those sponsors and remind them that they're investing. In other words, they're not just investing for totally altruistic reasons. They're wanting to make an investment to those young people and get a return in quality employees and citizens as well. How do you interact? You've done it as a state officer, but how do you interact really and let people know that ag education has a great deal of value?
Well, I think that that comes with, once again, just sharing your story. My FFA story is something that's unique to me. You know, no one else is going to have the same journey as the next person. And so when we're interacting with those sponsors, we can share the positive life change that we've felt because of our involvement with the FFA. And, you know, I truly believe that FFA changed the trajectory of my life. And so when I speak with sponsors and thank them for their investment into our students, you know, it's crucial that we mention they really are investing in the future of agriculture. They're investing in students' potential as young leaders, and they can have faith in the fact that life change is happening in our classrooms.
If you hear your name called on that Saturday afternoon coming up real quick in Indianapolis, what, you know, you're going to obviously going to have to take a year off from school, going to be doing an incredible amount of traveling. What, yeah, I know you kind of thought through in your mind what that might be like. What's kind of, you know, stuck out in your mind that you might want to try to make sure you do over that year?
Well, it's such an incredible opportunity. And one thing that I always value whenever I think about national office is the fact that there are six people who are faithfully committed to bettering the organization. And so if I had the opportunity to be one of those six, you know, I would want to make sure that every single interaction I have is something that's a concrete connection. And that, you know, when I have a conversation with a student, you know, I want to learn something from them. I want to learn something every single place I go. And whether that's in our international experience in Japan, or that is at a state convention in the middle of nowhere, you know, we can learn something from every single person we encounter. And as a national officer, that would be my goal.
Your career path, what have you been thinking about regarding you're obviously second year at OSU now. Assuming, you know, either way, whether you're a national officer or not, what really has kind of captured your imagination about what you want to do as you get out of school and get into a career path?
Yeah, so my major right now is agricultural economics. I've always been interested in the implications of agricultural policy, and that's something that truly began with my ag teachers investing in me to start researching for speeches and doing public speaking throughout my FFA career. And so kind of hooked on to agriculture policy, and I've been fascinated with it ever since. And so my goal would be to end up in DC working to create agricultural legislation that will benefit our farmers and ranchers, whether that's in international trade or how we regulate ourselves here at home. I think that there's a lot to be said for sensible agricultural policy.
I guess what I know that you've talked to a couple of folks up in D.C. that have got those Oklahoma ties, Bart Fisher,
yes.
Riley Padgett. Uh-huh. And you know, maybe you can be one of those guys, that, young ladies that could be following in their footsteps.
That's the goal. Those are some incredible people that I think represent our state so well. And it is an honor to, you know, have a connection with them. And I would hope to join them up there soon.
Very good.